Professor Shekrani, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks so much for spending time with us.
Thank you.
In the opening paragraph of your view, consolidate school districts, you believe yes. You say many states across the country are debating school district consolidation as an approach to reorganize the public school systems into fewer districts that are more economically efficient and educationally effective. Most of these efforts are aimed at consolidating school districts with fewer than 1,500 students in order to reduce costs and improve the quality of education services to the students. So consolidating these small school districts is a good idea. And you believe Michigan has 550 of these school districts that would fit into this mold. What leads you to believe that?
Well, actually, we have a total of 550 school districts, but about 240 of them are small school districts that have less than 1,500 students. Well, the reason I believe that is because the dollars for education have been declining lately, while the demands on schools to provide a more effective educational program have been increasing. So we need to stretch our dollars to the maximum extent possible. And small school districts with low enrollment tend to be less efficient economically. So if we can combine these small school districts into larger districts, then we can afford the students better educational opportunities at a lower cost.
You talk about how Michigan has the fifth greatest number of school districts in the nation. Only California, New York, Texas, and Illinois have more school districts. How will consolidating help these schools save money and improve the students' education?
Well, they can save money by reducing some of the human costs, because when you combine the smaller schools, you would reduce the number of people at the top. Like, you would not need to have two or three superintendents. You would not need to have two or three boards of education and some of the replication of services. So you can save on the purchase of food, fuel, insurance, the cost of the financial management. This is called the economy of scale, which basically says that the cost per pupil decrease as you purchase for more students. It's just like going to Sam's, and instead of buying one bottle of bleach, you buy a container that has four bottles of bleach, and the cost per bottle is reduced because you're buying larger quantity.
Well, Dr. Shekrani, those folks whose jobs would be lost and those unions, they're not going to be happy about that, and they're going to fight that tooth and nail.
Well, clearly, some people would affect their jobs, but district consolidation does not affect teachers or schools. Schools do not close. It's the consolidation of work. It will affect some jobs. But there are some things that does not affect jobs. For example, the purchase of food is that you just will be able to purchase it at a lower cost. But as with many other things, consolidation will have an impact on employment. But at the same time, it would provide great an opportunity for students to be involved in more expanded curriculum.
And then finally, Dr. Shekrani, before I let you go, there's that argument that if schools are consolidated, local communities aren't going to have input, aren't going to have control of those schools. What would you say to that argument?
Well, there would be a little loss for the local communities. They will still have these, they will have a board of education. Everybody will have the right to vote and select the board. It would just be for a larger district. So that is one of the price you pay when you do the consolidation. But we're not talking about consolidating very many school districts. And another thing is that we want to make sure that the students, whether they are going to a very small school district or a very large district or a medium-sized district, they are prepared to go to college. And the increased demand on students to be prepared in the area of mathematics, science, and English language art and technology forces school to offer courses that are now not offered in very small school districts.
Dr. Shakrani, how many school districts do you believe could be consolidated?
I believe that in Michigan there are about 240 school districts that should consider consolidation. These are school districts that have significantly lower than 1,500 students per district.
We've been talking with Professor Sharif Shakrani from Michigan State University. I appreciate your time. Look forward to talking with you again.
Thank you.